With walkouts over gun violence and rallies protesting presidential nominees, young people have been particularly politically active in the last few years. For college students, the push now is to turn that newfound civic engagement into turnout at the polls. As Robbie Feinberg reports, some students have formed new efforts that they hope will bring more young people to the polls on Election Day.
Only a few years ago, Maddie Smith was a high schooler who had barely a passing interest in politics. Yet fast forward to today, and Smith now sits at a table outside of the dining hall at Central Maine Community College, passing out flyers, advocating for candidates, and registering students to vote in next month's midterm elections.
All right, well, if you fill out this card right here, we can help you out with that.
Thank you.
Smith first arrived in Maine about 2 years ago to study at Bates College in Lewiston. As a freshman, helped a few campaigns and protested as part of a group called Bates Student Action. However, Smith's attitude changed drastically after the 2016 election.
Ultimately, just like a lot of like anger that did like drive me to action, because through like Trump getting elected, like that was a time at which like I was scared for like myself as a queer person, and also for like my friends who held like many other like marginalized identities as well.
Over the next few months, Smith participated in more protests, even began leading them on campus, and connected with students at other schools with similar messages. So this summer, Smith decided to take the year off from Bates and help form a new organization, Maine Student Action.
There wasn't really, like, anyone who was doing statewide student organizing. There was a scary moment where I realized, like, oh, I could be that person. It was both a little bit terrifying and very exciting.
After just a few months, more student organizers have joined from around Maine, including Colby Bowden College and the University of Maine at Orono. Smith was part of a team that organized a few rallies. But right now, Maine Student Action's focus is engaging fellow college students and getting them to the polls next month. And Smith's organization isn't alone. Across college campuses in Maine and the nation, students are trying to change civic attitudes and boost midterm turnout numbers that are traditionally meager.
One of the things, of course, about the 2016 election was that it was a wake-up call to higher education.
Nancy Thomas is the director of the Institute for Democracy and Higher Education at Tufts University in the Boston area. Thomas says after the election, many campuses saw that less than half of their students had voted. She says for many, that wasn't good enough.
So what we're seeing on college campuses is an uptick in things like civic learning programs, issue forums. Faculty are nudging, if you will. You know, they're saying to students in class, don't forget to vote, don't forget to register.
A recent poll of 18 to 24-year-olds from Tufts University found that 34% were extremely likely to vote next month, numbers comparable to the 2016 election and higher than traditional midterm turnout. The poll also found that far more are getting involved outside the voting booth, too, attending marches and signing petitions. At Bates College, that involvement has crossed ideological lines. Maya Sation, the president of the Bates College Democrats, says this year her group is prioritizing voter turnout above all else, even above electing Democratic candidates. Sation says a coalition of groups are supporting voter turnout, from the outing club to the lacrosse team.
Debate team, any athletics team that we can get involved voting is amazing. We've had the football team do a voter registration day. I fully plan on walking the rowing team to the polls right after practice on Election Day itself.
Jeremiah Childs with the UMaine College Republicans says in the past 2 years, his group has grown from just a few members to a mailing list of more than 100 students. He says during the election season, the group has focused its efforts off campus, though, talking to potential voters in more rural areas.
We find to tend the more rural the area or the less densely populated, the more likely they're going to be a Republican voter.
And with a number of colleges, including the University of Maine and Bates College in the state second district, college students could be consequential in the race between Republican incumbent Representative Bruce Poliquin and Democratic challenger Jared Golden. Yet no matter who wins, students say they hope the midterms are just the beginning of a sustained effort to keep young people engaged in the political process. Bates student Maya Sation says she wants candidates to recognize the power of the college vote so they can help those students stay in remain once they graduate.
And it's a little bit hard to understand why are representatives and why, you know, people in Congress and people in the Senate, even our gubernatorial candidates, don't speak more to the students who understand those issues.
Sation hopes that come November, those representatives will hear their voices loud and clear at the ballot box. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.